So let's review. Today's daf begins with a continuation of the question of whether hadlaka is a mitzvah, the kindling of the Chanukah lights, is the actual mitzvah, or hanocha is a mitzvah. The actual mitzvah is the placement of the lit menorah. Now the Gemara cites two conclusive proofs that hadlaka is a mitzvah. The kindling of the Chanukah lights is the actual mitzvah. The first proof is from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who states that if a Chanukah menorah was kindled before Shabbos and remained lit all Shabbos, l'matzah Shabbos mechava umadlika. He must extinguish the menorah on Matzah Shabbos and rekindle it in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah of that evening. Now, if Hanocha is a mitzvah, the actual mitzvah is the placement of the lit menorah, Rabbi Shua ben Levi should have said, l'matzah Shabbos mechava umagbia umanicha umadlika. He must extinguish the menorah, lift it up, put it down, and then light it in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Since Rabbi Shimon Levi only required him to relight the menorah, we see that he holds hadlaka is a mitzvah. The second proof is, midikum avarchinon, since the nusach ha-brocha, the text of the brocha that we recite upon lying the menorah is, asher kedushonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, who has commanded us to kindle the Chanukah lights, the term lahadlik indicates that it is the hadlaka, the kindling, that accomplishes the mitzvah. Shema minah, hadlaka is a mitzvah, shema minah. We have indeed proven that hadlaka is a mitzvah. The Gemara concludes, now that we have successfully proven that hadlaka is a mitzvah, if a person who is exempt from the mitzvah, such as a deaf, mute person, insane person, or a minor, lights the menorah, and an adult takes the lit menorah and places it in its proper place, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. The Gemara continues, however, isha vada medlika, a woman, of course, may light the menorah. Damir Shuman Levi, noshim chayoves b'ner Chanukah. Women are obligated in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, lighting the Chanukah lights, since they too were involved in the miracle of Chanukah. The Gemara goes on to discuss the halach of a person who is away from home. Amrav Sheshes. Ach sinoyi chayiv b'ner Chanukah. A guest staying at another person's house is obligated to light his own Chanukah lights. Therefore, Abzerah said, when I was away at yeshiva and was a guest at someone's house, mishtatfna befriti b'had yishbizah, I would fulfill my mitzvah by giving my host a few coins for a share in the oil of the menorah. However, now that I am married, I no longer need to buy a share in the oil of my host. Because my wife lights the menorah in my house on my behalf, as we just learned that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Gemara next quotes two additional teachings of Rabbi Shuman Levi. Rabbi Shuman Levi, kol hashmeinim kulon yofel ner. All oils may be used for Ner Chanukah. But olive oil is the preferred choice. Abai explained, because hayt sol noher tfei, olive oil produces a clearer light than other oils. Similarly, Rabbi Shimon Levi taught, kol hashmeinim kulon yofen ledyoi, v'shemen zayis min hamufcher. Olive oil is the preferred choice to be used in the process of producing ink. The Gemara goes on to discuss the proper brachas of Ner Chanukah. Hamadlik Ner Chanukah, yoyim rishon mevaruch shalosh. One lights the menorah on the first night of Chanukah, recites three brachas, lahadlik Ner shel Chanukah, sha'as anisim, and shechiyanu. Mikama Eilech Mevarch Shtayim. On the other nights of Chanukah, he recites two brachas, Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah and Sha'asa Nisim. Whereas Horoya Ner Chanukah, Mevarch Shtayim, one who does not have a menorah and merely sees the light of another person's menorah, obviously cannot say the first bracha of Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah, but recites the other two brachas of Sha'asa Nisim and Shechiyanu. Mikama Eilech Mevarch Achas. On the other nights of Chanukah, when one who sees the light of a menorah, he recites only one bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. As explained in the Gemara, Sha'asa Nisim is said every single night because the nest took place all 8 days. However, Shechiyanu is only said on the first night because this bracha is only said upon the first opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, Lazman Hazeh, at this time. My Mavarch. The Gemara now quotes the accepted text of the first bracha and questions its accuracy. We say, Asher kedushonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, one who has commanded us to kindle the Chanukah lights. Upon which the Gemara asks, V'heichen tzivonu, where in the Torah did Hashem command us to light the menorah? After all, Ner Chanukah is only midrabbanan, a rabbinic mitzvah. The Gemara cites the following two psukim in which the Torah commanded us to follow the words of the Chacham. Lo yisaser min hadavar asher yigid l'cho yom nismal. You should not deviate from the words that they will tell you, right or left. Sh'al avicha v'yageidcha zikinecha v'yemelach. Ask your father and he will tell you. Ask your elders, the Chacham, and they will say to you. Since the Torah commands us to listen to the Chacham, the word v'tzivanu is appropriate even for a mitzvah drabon. The Gemara continues with additional halachas of Ner Chanukah. Amar Rav Huna, chatzur sheyesh la shnei pesachim, tzricha shtei neiros. One who lives in a courtyard that has two doorways is obligated to light two menorahs, one in each doorway to avoid suspicion. Rav explains that this law is applicable only mishtei ruchis, when each doorway opens to another side. For a person passing by on one side will not see the menorah on the other side. However, if both doors are on the same side, one menorah is sufficient. Another halacha in the name of Rav Huna, ner shiyesh lo shnei piyos, oy lo shnei bnei adam. A lamp that has two openings can be counted for two people. Similarly, Rava says, mili ka'orish shemen v'hikifa psilos. If one filled a dish with oil and put wicks around its rim, kafala kli, oy lo kamnei adam. If you cover the dish with a vessel so that the wicks are kept separated, then each wick can count for another person. Loy kafala kli, asikim madura. However, if no vessel is placed over the dish, the flames of all the wicks will eventually combine to form a madura, a large fire, which is invalid for even one Chanukah light. The Gemara next discusses the order of preference when faced with the choice of two mitzvahs. Amar Rava, pshitali. It's clear to me if because of limited funds, one is faced with the following choice. Ner Beisai v'ner Chanukah. Either the Shabbos light or the Chanukah light. Ner Beisai adif mishum shalom bayis. The Shabbos light takes precedence because of shalom bayis, the peace it promotes in the home. Likewise, if one has to choose between ner beisli v'kiddush ayim, either a Shabbos light or wine for kiddush, ner beisli adif mishum shalom bayis. Here too, the Shabbos lights takes precedence because shalom bayis is more important than kiddush. However, says Rava, I do have a shaila in the following case: ner Chanukah v'kiddush ayim mahu. If one must choose between Chanukah lights and kiddush, what is the halacha? Kiddush ayim adif the tadr. Should kiddush take preference because it's a more frequently occurring mitzvah, or near Chanukah adif mishum persimin nisa? Chanukah lights takes precedence because of persimin nisa publicizing the miracle of Chanukah. Rav himself concluded, near Chanukah adif mishum persimin nisa. Chanukah lights indeed take preference because of persimin nisa publicizing the miracle of Chanukah is indeed of paramount importance. The Gemara now lists several mitzvahs which result in respectively related rewards. Amar Rav Huna, harogel b'ner, havin lebonim tamid l'chacham. One who lights Shabbos and Chanukah candles all the time will have sons who are Torah scholars. Hazar b'mezuzah, zeich l'dirna. One who is careful in fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah will merit a beautiful home. Hazar b'tzitzis, zeich l'talasna. One who is careful in fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis will merit a beautiful garment. Hazar b'kiddush ayim, zeich m'mal l'garviyayim. One who is careful about making kiddush will merit to fill many barrels of wine. Similarly, Amar Rava, derachim rabbanan, havalei benin rabbanan. One who loves rabbanim will have sons rabbanim. The Meikar Rabbanan, Havalei Chasmanus Rabbanan. One who honors Rabbanan will have sons-in-law Rabbanan. The Dachum Rabbanan, who Gufei Havitzrim Rabbanan. One who fears Rabbanan will himself become a Talmid Chacham or have his words heard like those of a Talmid Chacham. The Gemara at the end of Amud Beis temporarily suspends its discussion of the laws of Chanukah and turns its attention to the ruling in the Mishnah that one may not use Shemen Sreifa for the Shabbos lights. My Shemen Sreifa. What are we referring to as Shemen Sreifa? Rabbi explains. Shemen shel truma shenitma'a, oil of truma that became tamei, hoyul ulisreifa oimit, since it must be burned, we refer to it as shemen sreifa. Now, as for why one may not use such oil for Shabbos lights, the Gemara gives two reasons. One, shemiyata. In his haste to fulfill the mitzvah to burn it, he may come to tilt the lamp on Shabbos so that the oil is consumed more quickly. And even on Yom Tov, when there is no concern of shemiyata, the Mishnah below states, eimad likim is shemen sreifa b'yom tov, one may not light with shemen sreifa on Yom Tov. Gizeres Yom Tov Atar Shabbos. If we allow it on Yom Tov, one will end up using it on Shabbos too. Rav Chizda disagrees with Rabbi's reason of Shemiyata and says, on a regular Erev Shabbos, Shemen Sreifa may be used. Our Mishnah, which forbids the use of Shemen Sreifa for Shabbos lights, is speaking of when Yom Tov falls on a Friday. Now, Ner Shabbos obviously must be lit before Shabbos, late Friday afternoon, which in our case is Yom Tov. This is prohibited because of the halacha of Ein Sofrin Kachim B'Yom Tov. This is what the second Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet is saying as an explanation of the first Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Ein madlikim b'shemet streifa b'yomtiv. One may not light with shemet streifa on yomtiv, lefishein tzerfin kachem b'yomtiv, because it is forbidden to burn disqualified offerings on yomtiv.